Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, June 13th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's hot here, folks. It's really hot. They said that up until last week, it's been over 1,000 days since the temperature reached 90 degrees. Now it seems like, what, the last... Every day has been over 90.
And we're stuck in this humid cycle that won't quit.
Yeah. I mowed a yard on Saturday, wore a white t-shirt, and when I was done, it was soaking wet right to my flesh. It was just unbelievable.
It was gross.
It was. So we got a lot to cover today. First of all, we hope everyone had a good weekend. We're glad you're tuning in. We have great news. This coming Friday, we're going to have Mr. Michael Collins Piper on the show. He's going to talk about his new book, The New Jerusalem. And we got this... autographed copy you can see right there, and always one of our favorite guests of all time.
Thursday, we're going to have Chris Emery from the Oklahoma City Bombing Investigative Committee on the show once again. We love having Chris on the show. He's a really super guy, and he's got a lot of updates to tell us about.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with the OKC case. Actually, the front page of the American Free Press said that now Morris Dees from the Southern Poverty Law Center has been drawn into this. He always has been. Now it's official. So now tomorrow, we're going to go up, and President George Bush is going to be attending or going to be visiting us here at Penn State University. We're going to have a rally up there. There's going to be some kind of a protest up there. We're going to have this huge banner. It's going to be like 5 foot long. It's going to say 9/11 World Trade Center controlled demolition, and it's going to be huge, so everyone's going to be able to see it.
Yep.
I was talking to
pass out literature too.
Yeah, I was talking to a campus police officer today, and the only bad thing is like everything with this administration, they're going to keep people a good distance away from the president. So,
well, supposedly the Democrats are going to be protesting too, so hopefully we won't get kicked out.
Yeah, and what it is, it almost seems like the Bush administration's like a monarchy now, where they're way up here and they don't get anywhere near the regular
people.
Our
president is really sensitive to criticism, so we might end up 3 blocks away protesting, but we'll still get as close as we can.
Yeah, well, I know where it's going to be, and it's within viewing distance of the place. I would just like to get right up on the sidewalk, but we won't get that close.
Speaking of Bush, here's another dumb Bushism of the day. This is what he said.
Okay.
See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Very good.
Well, philosophy can overcome propaganda, so I urge you to go to www.hermes.com, that's H-E-R-M-E-S.com, and that's the title of an article there called Philosophy Can Overcome Propaganda. It talks about Plato and Socrates and how you can defeat brainwashing with philosophy.
Yeah. Also, in Doonesbury yesterday, the whole comic was devoted to these Bushisms, and it's incredible what comes out of this guy's mouth. Now, since we're on the topic of George Bush, there is a senator now, Walter Davis. He's a Republican senator, and he's saying that George Bush needs to officially make a timetable for when we're going to withdraw our troops from Iraq. Now, of course, the administration doesn't like to hear this from one of their own, so they're saying, of course, that something like this can't be done. Also, on the front page of our newspaper today, Lisa, there's military brass coming out and say we're not going to defeat this enemy, no matter what we do. Yeah, no matter what we try, this quote-unquote insurgency isn't going to go away the way we're fighting them. And it comes down to this, is I heard someone over the weekend, one of these neocons, and he's saying, well, you know, there is no specific enemy, and they don't come from any specific country, and
And he lied. He lied.
Yeah.
There's no weapons of mass destruction. The whole thing, as Galloway said, is a pack of lies.
And what it becomes is this perfect Orwellian enemy that leads to perpetual war. I mean, when you can't put your finger on who the enemy is or where they come from, you can basically fight this enemy for eternity. And that's what they want. It's so evident. Why aren't more people seeing through it?
There's another really good story out today. Former chief economist and a former director of the Criminal Justice Center, team member Morgan Reynolds, from the first Bush administration, has now come out and says that the government's official version of 9/11 is bogus. Right. All 4 plane crashes, according to the government, is highly suspect. He doesn't believe that 19 hijackers pulled off 9/11 and defeated the mighty U.S. defensive forces. And he goes on to say that it's a controlled demolition and an inside job. Sounds like you read 9/11 on trial.
Yeah, we're going to say, it exactly reinforces this trial. And folks, if you want the crux book, if you want to get to the core single issue of 9/11, this is a book. It taps into over 40 of the best researchers
in
the world.
Good for you, Morgan Reynolds. He's now a professor emeritus at Texas A&M University.
Right.
If I can get that guy on the phone, I'd love to have him on the show.
Yeah, and he's also former criminal justice center in Dallas, chief economist with the U.S. Department of Labor. He was in the first Bush administration from 2001 to 2002, and he's coming out and saying it was a controlled demolition.
You know, I really wonder if he has the book, because the Pentagon has the book, and a lot of senators and congressmen have the book, so who knows? He might have read 9/11 on trial.
Yeah, and we had this article up all weekend. It was called, Why Did the Trade Center Skyscrapers Collapse? By Mr. Morgan Reynolds. Track that down on Google. Read it, folks. It's 10 pages long. And it's phenomenal. Now, over the weekend, as we told everyone last Thursday, since we didn't have a Friday show, we went up and saw Evel Knievel.
Right.
It was at this motorcycle rally called Chrome at the Dome. And I read in the paper today, Lisa, that they sold every ticket. It was over 500 tickets sold for this event. And what did you think? He didn't look real great, did he?
Evel Knievel is dying of pulmonary fibrosis, and he didn't spend his speech time talking about all his jumps. He was really philosophizing about his life and giving a lot of good advice to the people that were sitting in attendance about the regrets that he had and what advice he has on how to live life.
Yeah, and this article is on the Wing TV homepage right now, and what this disease is basically it's a hardening of the lungs. And
there's no cure.
Yeah, there's no cure for it. And he says it's actually worse than AIDS because there's no way to treat it unless they actually go in and do a lung transplant. Well, considering everything he's been through in his life, he wouldn't pull through the operation.
Right,
it would kill him. So
he's not a very good candidate for it. He seemed frail and weak. He had difficulty breathing, but he still managed to get a really strong message out.
Yeah. And he at the end of his speech then, he said, I want to leave everybody with six things. It's basically his philosophy. And we want to real briefly go through these. The first thing he says is always protect and cherish your health. Now, coming from someone like Evel Knievel, you know that's on top of the list.
Broke his back seven times.
Yeah, he's had 16 different operations where they put steel into his body or took steel out of his body.
Broken every bone in his body.
Yeah. The second thing he said was believe in God. And he said to all you atheists out there, he said, I feel very sorry for you. And he says, hopefully someday somebody will show you a different way. The third thing was, he says, everybody needs someone in their life to love that they can spend their life with.
And who loves them.
Right, that they can spend their life with. Fourth, he says, not only should everybody have a job, but he says we should have a job that we love to do. Well, I know coming on Wing TV, this is what our purpose is. And that's what it boiled down to with Evel. He says you have to find your purpose in life. What are you here for? You're on this planet. Why?
And Wing TV is just part of our purpose.
Right, exactly. The fifth thing he says is do right by your fellow man. He says if you tell somebody you're going to do something, honor your word.
Right.
He said if you make a deal on a handshake, honor the deal. And last but not least, he said follow your dreams.
Right.
He says you might get kicked on your butt 100 times. Keep getting up, brush yourself off, and keep going for that dream.
Just like he did.
Yeah, because if we don't have our dreams, what else is there?
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah, it was great to see Evel Knievel, and we hope that he really lasts a lot longer, many years more. But it looks like he's at the final chapter of his life, and he was talking the way a man talks when he knows he's going to die, and it was really sad.
Yeah. Well, he's looking mortality right in the face right now, and he said he's only going to do like two more appearances, one more this month, one more next month, and then he's going out of the public eye. So this was probably one of the last three appearances he'll ever do in his life, and we just feel very honored to have gotten the chance to see him.
Yeah, and it was really, really heartening to see how many people still love him after all these years that would come out. And I guess they're going to have a museum for him, and this will be an annual get-together over in Clearfield, Pennsylvania, every year to honor Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
It was great. Also, I wanted to tell you that I did hear from Nico Haupt, 9/11 researcher, and we quoted him last week, and we thought he was kidding about 9/11truth.org being taken to The Hague.
For war crimes.
Right. He emailed me back, and he says, you can re-quote me at any time. I'm serious about my quote, too. 9/11truth.org belongs to The Hague, same as the leadership of Answer International, leadership of United for Peace, Fair.org, Truthout.org, and a bunch of other nasty gatekeepers, plus NBC, ABC, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and PBS, New York Times, Washington Post, New York Post, and many others. He says, also, the complete 9/11 commission, to The Hague. This list is already very long. He says, furthermore, Amy Goodman should share a cell with Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle in the same room. He says, I hope we will have a 9/11 Nuremberg TV channel where we can watch the real 9/11 perpetrators together with the strongest cover-up artists.
Right. Now, he's talking about people like Nicholas Levis, mm-hmm. David Kubiak, Kyle Pence. Yeah, and good for him, because there's so many people that are bowing down to this 9/11truth.org,
right.
And they are the most counterproductive organization. They're the gatekeepers. They're the ones that are keeping the information, the truth about 9/11,
you know,
away from you.
It's awesome to see that there are other people out there that are willing to expose the gatekeepers, not just us.
Yeah.
It isn't just us saying this.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, why aren't there more? Why aren't there more people in the media?
Good for you, Nico.
Telling you, yeah, we give him definitely two thumbs up. Now, I want to touch very briefly, Lisa, on something: political correctness. Now, anyone that watches us knows we're certainly not in the PC crowd.
Nope, we don't engage in the cultural Marxism of political correctness.
Yeah, and it seems like it's people on the left that get the most upset with what we say. And the way we see political correctness is, do you want politicians, do you want academians, do you want people in the think tanks, do you want the planners, the elite world planners, telling you the way you should think, telling you the way you should talk?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not saying we're going to come out here and make ethnic slurs or anything like that. That's not the point of it. What we're saying is that we're not going to let them determine the way we think and the way we talk. And whenever I think of political correctness, Lisa, the one person that pops most into my mind is Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
If she ever became, God forbid, president, can you imagine the type of cultural Marxism she would be spewing upon our society?
Yeah, I can imagine it, but I'd rather not.
Yeah. If you want to be politically correct, go over to the altar of Hillary, bow down before it, because that's what you're doing.
Right.
And
also, I want to say something about freedom of speech. There are some people on the internet that think that freedom of speech doesn't involve self-responsibility or consequence. That doesn't mean freedom of speech doesn't mean you can go into a theater and yell fire when there is none. Freedom of speech means you have to be responsible for the things that come out of your mouth, the words that you speak. You can't disconnect the two.
Right. Now, let's go on to something else here. UFOs. Now, we haven't talked much about UFOs in this show, and that's not saying that we discount them, because absolutely I don't.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I first started finding out about the New World Order, a lot of it had to do, it all started with UFOs. And, people like Bob Lazar,
mm-hmm.
and the Gulf Breeze incident and John Lear and so forth. And, I've seen a lot of the good they did, a lot of the bad they did, Bill Cooper, so forth. So we're not saying that UFOs aren't real. But what we are saying is that we saw a video last week of the Phoenix Lights.
Right.
And what this was basically was a bunch of lights. There was no context. They were very far away. They were blurry.
Right.
And
hard to get a good perspective on it.
There's also this guy out there now named Prophet Yahweh. Well, I heard him on George Norrie's show. He's also been featured very prominently on Jeff Rentz's site.
Is that the guy who, like, predicted things that didn't come true?
Well, no. He's a guy that says that for the first 2 weeks of June, he could, at will, bring UFOs down, or he could make UFOs materialize. He said he's done it over 15 times.
Can he send it to our house? Because I'd like to get off the planet now.
Well, the thing is, he can only do it out there right near Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And what's Las Vegas near? Area 51. So I went to his website, and you can't find any information out about this guy unless, first of all, you sign up for a site and pay him money.
How much does he want?
I don't even remember, but it's right off the bat. This is a pay-per-view site.
Is this to, like, buy a ticket on a UFO? Or
who knows what it's for? I mean, as soon as I saw that, I said, well, I'm out of here. And, folks, you know where we stand on pay-per-view sites. If you're paying money for a site, get out of it as quick as you can, because these people want one thing from you, money.
If you're going to pay somebody who calls himself Yahweh, make sure he's the real Yahweh.
Yeah, exactly, not Prophet Yahweh, who's a total scam artist. But the thing that really piqued my interest was that who are the two guys that are pushing him? George Norrie and Jeff Rentz.
What a surprise.
Yeah, and see, I'm sure anyone who's looked into this subject knows that the New World Order would very much love to use a UFO incident as another spike event, another reason why they could implement another part of their agenda. And where does this prophet Yahweh fit in? Who knows? But Nuri and Rinse are the one pushing them. And that makes me very, very suspicious, especially...
He fits in between the chupacabras and the shadow people.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I mean, all Jeff Rinse is basically trying to be a minor league site of Art Bell anyways, you know, so... It's pretty
What do you
incredible.
Think about this round table, 9/11 round table?
You know We're going to talk about this more in depth tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you who don't know, on Thursday evening on George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM, there's going to be a 9/11 round table discussion.
Right.
Now, we're going to have a two-part article coming out, the first one tomorrow, the second one on Wednesday, and it's going to look at what's really going on behind the scenes of this. And the thing that's funny is, when this article comes out, we're going to be, once again, the only people in the alternative media giving you this information.
Right. And you know what I heard, too? That Professor James Fetzer, who we love, was called and asked to be a backup guest on this 9/11 roundtable. I would rather see him up there with Griffin than Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're going to touch upon all of the participants involved in this. But here's the thing that really gets me, and this is going to be brought out in the articles, is that people in the alternative media, by and far now, all of them see that Art Bell is nothing but a shill. I mean, that's obvious, right? Now, the only person who didn't speak out very loudly against Art Bell after he had Chertoff, the popular mechanics guy, on, was Alex Jones.
Right.
Now, so here's what the people in the alternative media do now, Lisa, is they say, well, Bell's bad, but George Norrie, he's the good one.
Good guy, bad guy.
Good cop, bad cop is what's going on. We're going to bring this out in the article. So what they're doing, see, they both work for Clear Channel. Coast to Coast AM is owned by Clear Channel. They have to sign a contract that says Clear Channel has full authority over subject matter and also their guests. They have the right of refusal.
Right. It's like the Republicans and the Democrats. They all work for the same people.
Right.
It's fake opposition.
So why do you think certain people are never invited on to Coast to Coast AM? It's because they only bring in people, by and large, that are part of this company man thing. And you know, we're not going to say anything right now badly about David or A. Griffin. I know he takes a lot of heat. We're going to remain neutral on that one. But anyway, the articles are going to come out tomorrow and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we want your eyes to be very open to that, because the second article is going to deal with controlled demolition.
Right.
And we're going to say, if they're not talking about that, then you know the whole thing's a ruse. Already people in the 9/11 community are coming out and saying it's a sham. I mean...
Right.
So...
And David Ray Griffin has talked a lot about controlled demolition.
Right.
So let's see how much of that he gets out on this show.
And
they're supposedly not even, like, the whole theme of it is about Muslim terrorists.
Yeah. See, even the theme of this show is drawing away...
Right. Why isn't the theme 9/11, a controlled demolition?
Exactly. So there's a lot of opposition to getting away from this, and Griffin did give us a glowing recommendation for this book, as did the American Free Press. Last but not least, before we go out, Israel has now developed a new weapon. It's called the Scream. Now, what this weapon does is it sends penetrating bursts of sound into people that they want to overcome. So any kind of resistors or whatever, they point this weapon called the Scream at them, and it overcomes the resistance. They've already used it on the Palestinians. They've also used it on their own people.
Why don't they use it on Ariel Sharon?
Yeah, exactly. Now, another thing that came out about this was that nobody knows the long-term health damage that can result from the Scream. Now, is that stopping them from using it? Of course not. And they're saying, you know, how there's supposed to be this Gaza pullout and this West Bank pullout, and there's a lot of opposition from the people that are living there. And this news report said that the Israelis are going to use this on their own people if they provide resistance to them. So it's called the Scream. I don't know much more about it than that. But
more and more we're seeing examples of how technology is being used to destroy the environment, to kill people, to harm populations.
Yeah.
It's just sickening.
It really is. So we're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to have a surprise guest in the studio tomorrow. So we're going to do is an abbreviated show. Then we're going to bring this guest on and let him speak to you a little bit.
Today I did something a little different with the photo gallery. I was helped by people like Leonardo da Vinci, William Bouguereau, Duncan Long, a lot of old grandmasters and modern-day digital artists. with some transcendent music from Alan Carlisle. I hope you enjoy it. I love it.
Very good. Well, we'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. We're glad you tuned in. We hope it cools off here a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it here, but we got these lights just beaming in on us. And when we get done with this show, it is hot. So, folks, keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on.
See you tomorrow.